Responsibility is limiting. This is Dr. Herbert O. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Responsibility is limiting. Oh, we all would like to have the responsibility for many things that we think would be a lot of fun to have, that we think would be very, very beneficial for us to have and very much money-making for us to have. A lot of people say, oh, they'd like to be the President of the United States. Wow, how silly that is. One of the most thankless jobs in the world is to be the leader of the nation's countries, is to be the President of the United States. Because being the President of the United States is a heap of responsibility. Now, you could just sail through a presidency, as many presidents have, and they didn't do much of anything. They didn't shake the boat very much. They merely did their term of office, and they enjoyed the being called the president. They enjoyed living in the White House. They enjoyed having all of the activities that the presidency called for. And when the presidency was over, they had their pension to live on, which was adequate for the rest of their life, for the entire family. And they lived very comfortably. Now, if that is what you want to do, the jobs are open, and a lot of people do it, and a lot of people do it very miserably. And then a lot of people get in there and they think that they're the creative force of the universe, that they're a god, and they go around telling the world how to act and how to be, and they tell about going to war and about peace and about the problems of the country. That's a very thankless situation, because there are those who agree with you and those who don't. And those who don't are usually quite vocal, and they're not very comfortable to be around at all. In fact, many presidents are assassinated because the people didn't like what they did. Well, needless to say, they're protecting the presidents more and more these days, so their assassination becomes much more difficult. But many people are assassinated by their character. And many times things are said about the president or the president-elect or about various political officers to merely put them out of office or to merely harm their party. And there's far from the truth as anything in the world can be. This happens more frequently than we would like to recognize, but it's there. Responsibility is limiting. Now, let's just take another tack here. Let's say responsibility gives us an opportunity to show how unlimited we are. Responsibility gives us an opportunity to show how unlimited we are. Now, how can responsibility give us an opportunity to show how unlimited we are? Well, just take for instance, if you have, well, for instance, President Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, when he took over as president, the country was going down and down and down. It hit the rock bottom. Well, he decided to make jobs for the people. He decided to start Social Security. He decided to do many different things that were beneficial to the country and beneficial to the people. And the other parties didn't like it. In fact, he became so definite, he closed all the banks. He would not allow a run to be on the banks. As it was, the economic disaster was really tremendous. But he was a man who would not allow himself to be destroyed by what people said and what people did. He had a program, and he set the program in motion. Now, in hindsight, we can say the program had good features to it and bad features to it. But at the time, the program was the most unlikely thing in the world. And he initiated it. He took responsibility and made it unlimiting. You and I can take responsibility and make it unlimiting too. We don't have to be President Roosevelt to do that. We don't have to be some major political figure. We don't have to be the boss of a company. We don't have to do any of those things. We can make those things happen in our life too. Now, how do we make those things happen in our life? How do we make those things take place in our world? How do we make those things happen? That's a good question, isn't it? Well, we make those things happen by doing just one simple thing. We make those things happen by being ourselves responsible. Can we do everything with unconditional love? Can we do everything with the thought in our heart that all is in divine order? Can we do that? Well, we should be able to do it. And if we should be able to do it, then why don't we do it? Well, we can do it, and we do do it. Now, how are we going to go about doing it? We're going to go about doing it in the most simple, beautiful, magnificent way. Responsibility is limiting, but the opportunity to like ourselves, to like myself, is ever present. If I do everything to like myself, then I'm doing it in this beautiful way. If I'm doing everything to show to myself that I'm fulfilling my dreams and my desires. Oh, many fathers say to their sons and daughters, they say, be honest, tell the truth all the time, do this. And then they themselves go out and are not honest and do not always tell the truth. And the children see this attitude and they think to themselves, why is he teaching us one thing and doing another thing? Why does our dad do that? Is our dad right? Is our dad God? Is our dad the major person in the universe for us? Or am I misled? Well, when we are teaching anything, sharing anything, living anything, we have to live it very completely. And if we're going to teach honesty and humility, if we're going to teach integrity, if we're going to teach character, if we're going to teach those things, we have to be that. And for us to be that is not going to be easy. Because we're in a world where many people find that that's not acceptable. And they're going to put you down. And they're going to pull out the rug from underneath you. They're going to knock over the pedestal on which you stand. They're going to destroy you in every way they can. And if you believe in yourself, if you know who you are, if you have the responsibility of being who and what you are, then it always functions perfectly. Why? Because there's only one person you have to prove to that you are honest, and that's to yourself. There's only one person you have to prove to that you have character, and that's to yourself. There's only one person you have to prove that you have the ability to handle any responsibility, and that is yourself, myself. When we take, as we do, the responsibility for being ourselves, we'll find that every doorway opens up for us to shine forth our responsibility of being ourselves in unlimited fashions. When we can unconditionally love ourselves first, love ourselves unconditionally first, then we will be able to love all the world. And as we love all the world, we'll find all the world is indeed a very beautiful and wonderful place. Are you ready to have the world be this beautiful and wonderful place? Are you ready to have the world shine forth all the magic that you believe in your heart? And then you're ready for the responsibility. You don't need to be the president. You don't need to be any office at all. You don't have to be anything outward. As long as inwardly I am what I am. Be myself and have fun. I love me. I love me. I love the world I have about me. I love the people in my world. I live with integrity at all times. I live with purity of heart. I live with purity of motion. I live with purity and goodness within me. I am the only one that I'm living for. I am the only one that I'm going to make happy with my presidency, with my handling of my responsibility. I'm the only one that I'm going to make happy. Oh, you say, well, your family would be happy and your children, your world, the people about you, the people that Yes, that may be true. But unless I first am happy with myself, all those other things mean nothing. And all those other things always mean nothing, even when I am happy with myself. Because if someone says, that was good, he can also say, that was not good. If you say of yourself, I did my best, you meant it. You did your best, and there's still more to do. There's still a betterness to do, and you can do it. Now, are you going to do that today? Are you going to do that now? Are you going to do that right this minute? Well, you can. I say, go for it and do it. And as you go for it and do it, watch the magic flow forth in your life, because though responsibility is limiting, you made responsibility unlimiting. You made it unconditional, an unconditional loving experience, now and always. I love you. Have a great day. I love you. Know how wonderful you are. I love you.